Hello, and welcome to the third installment of our campfire stories. It has been so hot these last few weeks, and I don't know about you, but the cool weather and cloud this week has been such a relief. When the weather turns hot, I like to cool down with watery stories from lakes and rivers. Because when you're making a journey by canoe in the great Canadian wilderness, the water is very tempting. It's hard work, and your shoulders ache, and the sun beats on your head. And sometimes you just have to paddle over to the rocky shore, or to a place where the reeds are thick and the lake is shallow. There, over the golden sand, frogs will peep at you, and you can see crisp water lilies slowly rising out of the water to rest on the surface. Yep, it's hot work paddling a canoe, and swimming and floating around in the crystal clear, cool water is just the remedy. When you're by the water, or in the water, and keeping very still, sometimes you're blessed to see some of the animals who call the water their home. Animals who are as happy swimming as they are scampering along the shoreline searching for their favorite things to eat, and generally having a lot of fun. I'm talking, of course, about the otter. Did you know that otters have the thickest fur coat in the world? Their fur keeps them warm and dry, even when it's minus 20 outside and the lake is frozen over. Their lovely coats have been the cause of much admiration and envy, and that's where our story comes from today. In the last two stories, we met another animal, rabbit. Do you remember? He was a trembling little creature who never got those lovely fangs and claws he wanted from Hawenniu, when Wise Owl was making a fool of himself. Rabbit learned to be quick and clever to survive instead, a little bit like us in a way. Well, our friend the rabbit had quite the reputation as a trickster, and in this Cherokee legend about the first time Rabbit met the otter, you're going to see just what I mean. Since the beginning, animals were all different sizes and wore coats of different colors and patterns. Some had long fur, and others had short. Some had rings on their tails, and some had no tail at all. Some had coats of brown, others of black or yellow, or beautiful colors of all kinds. They were always arguing about their good looks, so at last they agreed to hold a council to decide who had the finest coat. When it came to good looks, there were plenty of rumors flying around about the otter, who lived so far up the creek that he never came down to visit the other animals. It was said that he had the finest coat of all, but no one knew just what it was like, because it was a long time since anyone had seen him. They didn't even know exactly where he lived, only the general direction, but they knew he would come to the council when the word got out. Now, the rabbit wanted the verdict for himself. He wanted to be thought of as the handsomest animal alive. So when it began to look as if it might go to the otter, even if no one had actually seen him, he made up a plan to cheat him out of winning. He asked a few sly questions until he learned what trail the otter would take to get to the council lodge. Then, without saying anything, he went on ahead, and after 4 days' travel, and that's a long way for a rabbit, he met the otter and knew him at once by his beautiful shining coat of soft, dark brown fur. The otter was glad to see him and asked him where he was going. "Oh," said the rabbit, "the animals sent me to bring you to the council because you live so far away and they were afraid you might not know the trail." The otter thanked him and they went on together. They traveled all day towards the council ground, and at night the rabbit selected the camping place because the otter was a stranger in that part of the country. Rabbit nibbled down bushes for beds and fixed everything in good shape. Otter was very pleased. He was glad to have met such a friendly creature. The next morning, they started on again. In the afternoon, the rabbit began to pick up wood and bark as they went along, and to load it on his back. When the otter asked what this was for, the rabbit said it was for a fire, so that they might be warm and comfortable that night. "Oh, you just never know if there's going to be good fuel for a fire in the same spot where it's good to make camp, so I pick it up along the way." Otter thought this was good advice, and decided he would remember it. "What a clever friend I've made," thought the otter, and after a while, when it was near sunset, they stopped and made their camp. When supper was over, the rabbit got a stick and shaved it down until it looked like a paddle. The otter wondered and asked again what this was for, knowing how wise and experienced a traveler rabbit was turning out to be. "I have good dreams when I sleep with a paddle under my head," said the rabbit. Otter thought that didn't sound comfortable in the least, but Rabbit was wise, so he nodded and decided he would remember this as well. When the paddle was finished, the rabbit began to cut away the bushes so as to make a clear trail down to the river. The otter wondered more and more and wanted to know what this meant. The rabbit said, "Because this place is called Ditatlaskii, the place where it rains fire." Otter looked frightened, so Rabbit explained, "Sometimes it rains fire here, and the sky looks a little that way tonight. Can you see how red the clouds are over to the west? Now, don't you worry. You go to sleep, and I'll sit up and watch. And if the fire does come, as soon as you hear me shout, you run and jump into the river where I've cleared a path. Oh, and you'd better hang your coat on a limb over there, so it won't get burnt. That's a cedar tree, and the leaves are so thick that your coat will stay safe underneath." The otter did as he was told, and thanked the rabbit for again being so wise and knowledgeable. Otter said he didn't know what would have happened to him if Friendly Rabbit hadn't come to meet him. Then they both doubled up by the warmth of the fire, and the rabbit, as he promised, kept awake. After a while, the fire burned down to red coals. The rabbit called, but the otter was fast asleep and made no answer. In a little while, he thumped his big fluffy foot on the ground, but the otter never stirred. He knew the time was right. Then the rabbit shoveled the paddle into the fire and threw a load of hot coals up into the air and shouted, "It's raining fire! It's raining fire!" Hot coals fell all around the otter, and he jumped up. "To the water!" cried Rabbit, and the otter ran and jumped into the river, where he's lived ever since. Very pleased with himself, Rabbit took Otter's coat and put it on, leaving his own instead, and went on to the council. All the animals were there, combing their fur, slicking their tails, and waiting for the decision-making to start. Everyone was looking out for the otter, and at last they saw him in the distance, looking a bit twitchy and uncomfortable. They said one to the other, "That must be the otter coming. Look at his beautiful coat." And they sent one of the small animals to show him the best seat. They were all glad to see him and went up in turn to welcome him. But the otter kept his head down, with one paw over his face. They wondered why he was so shy, until the bear, who had her suspicions and noticed that Rabbit was missing, came up and pulled the paw away from Otter's face. And there was the rabbit, with his split and quivering nose trembling under Bear's narrowing eyes. Rabbit sprang up and started to run when the bear swiped at him and pulled his tail off, but the rabbit was too quick and got away, leaving his long, bushy tail dangling in Bear's claws. A little further off into the woods, They found Otter's beautiful coat abandoned. It had been too heavy for Rabbit to wear and slowed him down. Well, now you know why Rabbit has such a short, stubby tail. And this story could have been called How Rabbit Lost His Tail, but really, it's the story of one of the wild's most elusive creatures. After a long search, they found Otter among the reeds, looking quite put out by the tricks Rabbit had played on him. He was overjoyed to get his coat back. He slipped into it. Oh, it fit him perfectly, and all the animals agreed that he had the best fur of all of them. But Otter didn't enjoy all the fame and attention. He preferred to keep near the water, well, just in case of another rain of fire, and chose a solitary life. Perhaps one day he'll trust the other animals again, but for now, it's still a pleasant surprise if he lets us see him. And that's the end of our story. Did you learn anything useful or interesting while you listened? Let me know. Send me a message. And until next time, goodbye.